opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We're very honored to have as our guest for the entire show tonight, the mayor of Long Beach, Bob Foster. Bob, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thanks for having me, Art.
Bob, you've been mayor for 6 months. What does it feel like?
Feels like a little longer than 6 months, Art. the job has really energized me. I think we've made some real progress on a couple of key issues, and I enjoy it. It does have its moments occasionally, as any job does when you're dealing with a lot of people. But I love it, and I've been spending a lot of time and really energized by it.
Well, just like the president makes a State of the Union address and the governor, you made your State of the City address just last week in front of a packed crowd of 1,500 people. And we were there. Well, actually, CityScope was there, Hometown TV. Let's take a look at you speaking to the assembled crowd.
Sure. Thank you.
I have reinforced my belief that baseball provides the wisdom needed in life. Sounds funny, doesn't it? I turned 60 on January 1st, and Mickey Mantle was right when he said that if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Being mayor has also proved to me that Casey Stengel was correct when he said that leadership was the art of keeping the 50% of the people who hate you away from the undecided.
Well, a few, they're not Mae Westisms, but they're Casey Stengelisms, perhaps your trademark.
Well, I love baseball, and I happen to know those two quotes.
Sure.
Over a long period of time, and it seemed an apt quote to give.
Well, on a more serious note, of course, your speech had many important elements into it, and none more important than public safety, and I think that's on the minds of everyone in the city, the importance of public safety. Give us your take on where the city is right now.
Well, actually, the city's done a remarkable job with public safety. I don't think anyone should have the impression that this is not a safer city than it was 10 years ago, and it is actually a relatively safe city. The difficulty that we have in our city is that we have disproportionate impacts. We've got crime in areas. Certain neighborhoods have a higher impact of crime than others, and that affects the whole city. And look, we all know that we have gang and drug problems, and the last thing we want to do is to have to be known by anybody or even to feel ourselves as if, you know, that gangs are starting to control areas. So
but there are areas that gangs do have a lot of control.
There are areas where gangs do have a lot of influence. I wouldn't use the word control, but gangs have a lot of influence. I think our police force has done a remarkable job in being able to reduce crime. If you look at even this year, we're down 7% on violent crime. And, you know, we're a much safer city than we were 10 years ago. Crime is down to where it was in 1974. But having said that, We have neighborhoods that have, as I said, greater impact, and we have to face this issue. Look, if we're going to do all the other things we need to do, if we're going to bring industry here, if we're going to be able to develop a sound economy, if we're going to be able to be a clean city, you have to do all those things. But the first order of business is to make sure that you are a safe city. So what I said is, we've had this issue for a number of years. We need to put 100 more police officers on the street.
And you've pledged to do that in the next fiscal year.
I pledged to do it in the campaign. We're going to start that process in 08. I hope to get all of them. Now, you might not get all 100 in 08. It's probably physically difficult to do that in terms of training, and we have to find the money. But that is the first priority. The important thing is that ought to be the first order of business, and other budgetary priorities ought to follow from it. We need to make sure that we are a safe city. That's job number one for any city.
The Halloween beating incident has gotten a lot of publicity, and I know you're reticent to comment on it, but does that indicate anything that we should take note of?
You know, Art, that incident could have occurred in any city in the country. And let's look at it for what it is. First of all, the city reacted to it exactly as it should have. You know, the police investigated, the police made arrests, people were charged. Hate crime augmentation was added to those charges, and now we have the civil process that's going forward, the criminal process that's going forward, and that process has to play out. So I'm not going to comment on the trial, but I think that everything that was supposed to happen along the way in terms of the law enforcement and criminal justice system has occurred.
One thing that struck many of us was the elements of witness intimidation that took place, which is really an assault on the entire criminal justice system.
That is unacceptable, and as you know, I spoke out against that immediately. First of all, the fact that there's violence in any society, it does occur, and that's an attack on everyone when violent acts occurs, and everyone depends on the criminal justice system to protect us from that. Acts like witness intimidation are an assault on that system, so it really does sort of escalate. Now, in this case, the district attorney acted correctly. They put this person into protective custody, been relocated, and, you know, the economic damage that she suffered, some very good citizens stepped up and really helped out with that. So, you know, we have to make sure that any witness that's in that situation has protection and has resources to make sure that they're not at any disadvantage.
And that, of course, is related to the gang problem, which we talked about. Over 1% of the population in Long Beach are gang affiliates or gang members, 6,000 members. And this has been existent long before you became mayor, but it's something that we as a city really have to address.
Well, you address it in two ways. You know, unfortunately, in the short term, the only thing you can really do is deal with law enforcement. But that is treating a symptom. You know, it's not treating a cause. Many causes for crime, many causes for gang affiliation, they could stem from anything from lack of opportunity, lack of appropriate parental guidance, lack of after-school programs or safe havens to go to after school. There's a whole list of things that we need to do. Just, you know, one statistic that I gave during a campaign, which is still true, there are parts of this city where young people between the ages of 16 and 23, there are nearly a third of that population that are neither in school nor employed. Yeah. Now, that's a population that
is a recipe for gang
membership. And we've got to do a much better job in terms of attracting jobs beyond minimum wage and training our young people for those jobs. I mean, one of the things that I find really disturbing, and there's nothing I really can change here, but we have an educational system, and it's a good educational system, but its focus is to have young people graduate from a four-year college. Now, I understand that that's one focus, but it's really the major focus, where if you look at really how many incoming freshmen in high school are actually going to graduate from a four-year college, it's actually under 10%. But let's be gracious. Let's say it's 20%. We have, in that situation, 80% of the students, we've got to give them a path so that they at least have the opportunity to buy a home, raise a family.
And you came up with a very imaginative suggestion. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxy's ST, Open Country AT, and Proxy's 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
I love my kids. We do everything together. We've had some great times. It's painful to think that these memories could be lost. That's why I save all my home movies to Panasonic DVD. That way I know they're safe for up to 75 years. So if you'd like to save your precious memories, bring them in to Avid Electronics.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
We're back continuing our conversation with Long Beach Mayor Bob Foster, and we were talking about gangs and how that is a symptom and real cause is economic opportunity or the lack thereof. And in your State of the City address, you announced a very imaginative program for a construction tech academy. Tell us about that.
Well, I wish I could take credit for the idea. I can't. This is when I was looking for things along that line to give people a training program, I ran across this program in San Diego that's in conjunction with the school district, the building trades, the Association of General Contractors, and a host of others. They put a program together that starts in the freshman year of school. They do not alter the academic program. You're still a college-bound student. But they've bolted on, if you want, a program starting in the freshman year, which teaches young people all about the construction industry. Everything from basic electricity and carpentry to how to run a job site, how to deal with the accounting problems and everything else. And it's been 5 years, been remarkably successful, and they have about 420 students in this program now, but some amazing things have happened. They have a 100% success rate on the high school exit exam. I have talked to students in that program who started out when they were in middle school at 1.8 grade point average turned it around to 3.8.
Because they got turned on to what they were learning.
It showed them something else.
And there's a job attached to that.
There is. There's generally an apprenticeship job. But what's really happened in this program now is roughly about 20% of the students go right into an apprenticeship program. Another 20% or so go to community college and get additional training. But there's a significant percentage, over half, that wind up going into architecture engineering and actually
really?
Do go to college.
Wow.
So it's a remarkably successful program.
Well, you know, we probably have enough lawyers and enough accountants and all, but where do you find a really good and honest auto mechanic or a really good and honest plumber? And there's real need, and these jobs pay quite well.
That's the point. The point is the construction industry and the trades. Those jobs pay well. And I can tell you, you know, from my former experience at Edison, you know, we had electricians. Our linemen are all trained electricians.
Yeah.
It was difficult to keep up with attrition, and we doubled our apprenticeship classes. It's hard. There's an age bubble in the trades, just like most other industries. And these are jobs in which you can make a very good living. You can raise a family. You can buy a home. It's exactly the kind of jobs we need. And we can expand this to other disciplines besides construction.
Well, as you know, I teach at Long Beach State and have taught there for many years, but not everyone should be at Long Beach State taking that kind of college stuff. In fact, unfortunately, some of my students perhaps shouldn't be doing it either. But
well, you know, we have a system where we've the culture is that, you know, everyone should go to college. That's the goal. And to me, I would say it differently. Everyone should get training for life, training for a career. And, you know, as you know, I started out as a carpet installer. And to me, that helped.
Nothing demeaning about that.
Not only that, I look back on my career. It gave me a base and it gave me a confidence and something to fall back on that I wouldn't have had if I didn't have that skill.
So if things didn't go well at Edison, you could always
go back and lay carpet. Yeah, I thought about it a few times, actually.
Very good. Well, Bob, charter reform has been much in the news, and I know there was a meeting recently of the Charter Amendment Committee consisting of the entire city council considering various proposals. You've stayed, I think, neutral on this whole thing, but what do you want to say about charter reform?
Well, I wouldn't say I've stayed neutral. First of all, this process, it just didn't just start now. This process began in 2003 in this city. In 2004, we had a citizens task force, which I know you're familiar with, on charter reform. Last year, about this time, the city council and the mayor said, you know, there was another proposal. A group of private citizens had a proposal they put out there. They said that charter reform should now wait till the new council and new mayor come in. Now, when I met with Mayor O'Neill, she laid that out as one of the transition items, and I took that seriously. So rather than, you know, given the time we had, rather than go through another citizens committee, we used the Charter Amendment Committee, and I decided that it would be helpful to have testimony given to that committee directly. And, you know, there were some fits and starts in the beginning and rocky starts, and it has at times been a difficult, as I said in the speech, it's been at times exhausting. But it has been a great process, and, you know, as was said today in the Press Telegram editorial, you know, I think what's happened now is I heard a lot of testimony. I think people realize that the charter does need to be changed, that there are changes that would help to provide more accountability, more transparency.
And we're going to make some of those changes, and we'll be talking about specific proposals in our next segment. Stay with us.
Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back continuing our conversation with Long Beach Mayor Bob Foster about charter reform. One of the items is strong veto. Right now in Long Beach, you can veto something, as you recently did, but the council can repass it with the same 5 votes. So it's a weak veto. One of the proposed amendments, which I personally support, is to give the mayor a strong veto, so it takes 6 votes to override the veto. Do you have an opinion on that?
No, I think that provision is illustrative of some of the the deficiencies in the present charter. The charter has been, you know, sort of pieced together over time. And, you know, there are always kind of compromises that are made. But if you're really going to have some real checks and balances, both on the mayor and on the council, you really do need to have a strong veto. And most jurisdictions.
Okay, so you agree with strong veto.
Absolutely. Okay. And you know, there are some strong vetoes even in the present charter, but it ought to be a strong veto across the board.
Okay. Line item veto, where the mayor can cross out specific items in the budget that he or she doesn't like. I would support line item veto. Do you have opinion on line item veto?
I think that's an important measure to be able to add some fiscal discipline. My guess is that it would be used in very rare circumstances, but I think it's important when you're talking about issues we just came through, for example, on a budget deficit,
yep,
to have that ability.
Okay, another item proposed is extending term limits to three four-year terms for council people from the existing two-term limit, and also a companion measure where if you run as a write-in and you win in the primary, your name can physically be printed on the ballot in the runoff. I support both extending term limits to three four-year terms, giving councilmen the opportunity to spend 12 years on the council, and also if they run as a write-in, their name should appear on the ballot in the runoff. Do you have a view on either of those?
Yeah, actually, I have a very strong view on term limits, and you know, it has nothing to do with trying to give people more time in office. It really is, what do you want out of policymakers? What you really want is two things. You want people generally to take a longer-run view rather than a short-run view. And you want people to live with the consequences of the policy they make. And term limits across this state have failed in that regard. We have a set of policymakers that are now almost always focused on short-term results and quite often do not live with the consequences of the policies they create. I think both of those are wrong. I think a modest extension of term limits will help to solve that problem. It will give people a little time, longer time horizon, and generally you're going to live with the consequences. So, you know, if I could, I would get rid of term limits, but you can't.
That's a great explanation and a great rationale for supporting this modest extension of term limits. You know, if you're a surgeon or a doctor or a lawyer, you generally want someone who's experienced, and there's an experience learning curve for being a legislator. And just when the person is getting to know the job, they're already on the way out. It makes no sense to kick out experienced people.
Well, yeah, and if it did make sense, the whole point of this is that's what the political process is about. In many ways, term limits are a very complacent way of reform. I don't have to worry about what somebody does. I don't have to really look at their record, and I don't have to get involved in the political process, which every democracy should have. We'll just automatically do it. It's destructive for this society.
And every citizen, every country, every community gets the government it deserves, so we all need to get more involved in the process. And also, just for the record, redistricting reform really needs to be done, but that's a discussion for another time. We just have a couple.
That's also in there, by the way. It's one of the proposals.
We just have a couple of minutes left, Bob. I want to go to a personal basis. I know Nancy Forster, your wife, First Lady, has been an important ally in this odyssey.
She certainly has. And, you know, I said in the campaign that one of the benefits of electing me was that you get her. And I think the city has been well served by that. I think you saw around holiday time, she's energized, particularly in trying to help people who are probably less fortunate that live in this city. She is, she did a great job in helping to be able to fund and distribute toys to almost 1,000 kids.
Yes.
Who are needy kids at Christmas time. She's active in the Cancer League. She's active in a number of organizations.
And I know she was doing that long before you were ever elected mayor, and you personally have been active in those things before you were mayor, so hats off to both of you.
She is a terrific asset for this city, and she's got a huge heart. She's been terrific.
Yeah. And I noticed in your State of the Union speech that part of the proceeds, that profit, if you will, of that 1,500 attended luncheon went to three charities that I think you designated, which I think is a great idea, that some of the benefits from your appearance be parceled out to some of the nonprofits.
You know, I could only suggest, and you know, I to me it's important that we help nonprofits in this city. And if we continue to do this format, that percentage will continue to climb.
Well, when the mayor suggests, people listen.
Well, I can't require anything. I really can't. Okay. That's another organization.
Okay. Well, we'll be continuing this discussion, but stay with us. We'll be back with the rest of our show after these messages.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Own a digital camera? Come to Fromex Photo and Digital to have your prints made. Using the latest high-tech equipment, Fromex will give you high-quality archival prints from your digital camera. Select your prints using the new Fromex Digital Bar with four self-service order terminals. Compared to inkjet printing at home, this will save you time, money, and give you superior quality prints on real photographic paper. Fromex Photo and Digital in Belmont Shore. Professional quality photo finishing since 1982.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
Dad, does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
You know, running for public office and holding public office is a public trust, and a society is only as good as the quality of the people that are willing to put their hats in the ring and run for office. And I, for one, feel we're very fortunate to have someone of the caliber of Bob Foster being willing to run for mayor and then be elected as mayor. And as you know, Bob was elected with a majority of every council district in the city. It's not an easy job. A lot of other things that people could do with their time, like play golf and all, but Bob has chosen to spend his time giving back something to the city where he's lived for so many years. And so I just want to thank you, Bob, for doing that and wish you continued success in a difficult challenge.
Art, thank you. That's very gracious, but I appreciate it. I love this city, and I really want to, as I said in the inaugural, I want to devote my energies to making this a much better place to live, and I feel I have that obligation.
Yeah, and you'll need a lot of help from a lot of folks in doing it, and if together we can bring the city to the next level, we will all be the beneficiaries. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
And please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.